may remember earlier this summer, I talked to Gary Stockloffer, a Missouri man who was deemed too fat for fatherhood. The story has to do with a little boy by the name of Max, who was the son of Gary's cousin. She felt that she couldn't take care of baby Max, and because of her drug history, decided to ask Gary and his wife Cindy to please keep an eye on him. They are foster parents already for an 8-year-old boy, and they thought it wouldn't be a problem for them to go through the system and try to legally adopt Max. The birth mother was all in favor of that. Unfortunately, the court was not. What was the obstacle? Gary's size. He weighed well over 500 pounds. As Gary pointed out on this show, however, his size has nothing to do with the amount of love and caring that he could provide for this baby, that the other members of his family are nowhere near that size, and that they had to be considered in this decision as well. Gary was frustrated when the court refused to, A, allow him to adopt baby Max, and B, allow him to get a hearing after Gary went to Dallas and had gastric bypass surgery, which caused him to lose a lot of weight quickly and will continue to lose weight. But even then, a court kept telling him no. Gary's back on the show this afternoon with some good news. Hi, Gary. How are you?
I'm pretty good, Paul.
I'm glad to have you back on here. What's the good news?
The good news is yesterday morning we got a notice from both of our attorneys. The courts have reconsidered their original judgment on the 24th and are granting us a rehearing on the 29th of November.
So on November 29th, you can get to go back in there and plead your case about why you should be able to adopt baby Max.
They in the order it said that they'd given us full and fair opportunity to present all evidence, which we wasn't. I mean, when we went to court on June the 29th, we were basically told to be quiet, and you know, everything we tried to say was irrelevant. That was from our own attorney. So how we got all opportunities, I don't know.
You now have a new attorney, right?
Yes, we do.
And this attorney obviously knows a little bit more about how to handle this and is doing a better job for you. So you're going to go back in there, and are you then able to fight the court's decision, which was that, and they actually told you this, that you were too fat to be baby Max's adoptive father?
Yes, they said that I was too fat, I was too overweight, and that I was only going to live to be 63, which, you know, not doing fuzzy math, it figures out that my son would be 28 years old, and if that's the case, why take my son away from me? I didn't understand it. And then the same judge that denied it on the 24th of August, the day I went in for surgery, had reconsidered. He had said that there's been a change of circumstances, which requires a hearing to determine the best interest of the child.
Well, congratulations on being able to get that new hearing. And are you hopeful that you'll be able to turn the judge's head around this time?
Most definitely. And I hope and pray, you know, I thank God that the judge is what we feel is seen that, you know, we're serious. You know, yeah, we are from Missouri, and this is a show-me state. And I told him in court, I'll do whatever it takes to get my son back, and I'm showing him. You know, since June 8th, and all the way up until now, you know, I've lost over 120 pounds, so I'm well on my way.
What do you weigh now, Gary?
I weighed almost 2 weeks ago, and I weighed 468, and I've lost probably another 15 or better since then.
So you're down close to 450.
Yeah.
And you were at, what, 560 or so at
563.
One point? 563 at one point. Congratulations to you. That's fantastic. How's the post-surgical Gary Stockloffer? Are you hungry all the time?
Oh, no.
You're not?
No. It keeps you from being hungry. You know that you need to, you know, have your protein and eat, you know, and I'm required to drink a protein shake every day and take my vitamins, and there's been some people that's come forward and has given me a year's supply of vitamins. And you know, everybody's praying for us, and that's what we need right now is prayer.
This is News Talk 1120 KMOX. I'm Paul Harris talking with Gary Stockloffer, the Missouri man who was told he's too fat for fatherhood, not allowed to adopt baby Max. even though he and Cindy had been able to take in a boy 8 years ago and become the foster parents for that child. But the same system that allowed that wouldn't allow him to adopt a boy he's biologically connected to. Max is your own blood, isn't he, Gary?
Yeah, he's my cousin. He's my cousin's son, which makes him my second cousin. And my oldest son is my wife's cousin. We adopted him. The adoption became final about 6.5 years ago.
Well, congratulations on all of that in the past and the good news as well. But when you and I talked on the phone a couple of days ago, you told me there's a money angle to all of this. Explain that for my listeners, if you would.
Yeah, the money angle is, in 1997, there was a federal law that was enacted. It's called a Child Adoption Incentive Clause. And in that, if they do not give my son back to me and let him get adopted out by somebody else, if they place him with, then they stand to make $4,000.
Who's they?
The state.
The state of Missouri gets $4,000 in federal money under this 1997 law.
But the catch is, being he was a drug-exposed baby, Missouri automatically classifies him as a special needs child, and they get an additional $2,000.
So the federal government has money that goes to state adoption agencies for when they place children, particularly those who fall under that heading of special needs. And you think that that is one of the things that's in play here that is causing this state agency to discriminate against you and in favor of this other couple?
Most definitely. I feel they're trying to hide behind my weight. In the meantime, all along, they're getting paid. That's why they, you know, I understand adoption is a closed deal and they can't necessarily talk about it. And they say there's more things involved. Well, obviously there is, because we found out proof now.
Would they not get that money if the baby was placed with you?
No.
Why?
Because it's a private adoption. It's a family adoption.
Oh, I see. And the way it's being done now, the family that has Max has been chosen by some state agency to be his foster parent and possibly adoptive parents?
Yes, has been chosen by Missouri DFS.
Well, doesn't that stink?
And does the state get this money, or does this family get this money?
The state does.
Wow.
Yeah. That's all we can say about that.
That's a very ugly side of this story. It's unbelievable. Now what's going on with the other family? They're still keeping Max hidden away from you, and you haven't been able to see him at all, right?
No, we have not seen him 2 months to the day today. They refused to let us see him. Their attorney says that he will drop them if they let us see him. Well, we hadn't put two and two together until last night. The whole kicker of this is my wife and I has used the attorney that they are using before in a guardianship of my niece. So there's a little bit of conflict of interest there, we feel.
Wow. Holy cow, Gary. This is one... one weird case that you found yourself in the middle of. Is that other family, by the way, moving forward with their attempts to adopt him? And what's the timeline on that?
I'm sure they are. I don't know. You know, I know most generally if a child's in your care for 6 months, then you can petition the court for adoption. But as of right now, he's been in their care for 2 months. And by the time we go to court, he'll be in their care for a total of 4 months.
Well, keep me posted on the proceedings here. I guess the next important date on your calendar will be November 29th when you have that new hearing in front of the judge. And I hope this new attorney who you have, who's not connected to anybody else, right? He's just your guy. I hope that he can turn things around for you and that you can get baby Max back into your home.
Most definitely. And by the time I go to court, Lord willing, I will be under 400 pounds, I'll be in the 300s, and, you know, I don't know how to prove outside of what I'm doing, you know, and I do want to thank Judge O'Malley for reconsidering and giving us a court hearing. I'm just glad that we got the court hearing.
Me too. By the way, a listener named Ken emailed me a moment ago and says, is Gary still working?
Yes, I work. Right now I'm off due to the surgery, but I, you know, that's the ironic thing. I'm slated to go back to work next Monday, this coming Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm technically not supposed to go back until towards the end of October. My doctor said I'm doing so good, I'm doing better than expected, and they've released me to go back to work.
That is fantastic news. Congratulations on all the good news this week. Keep me posted on everything, and if we don't talk to you before then, we'll certainly get an update from you at the end of November after your next hearing, okay?
Most certainly.
Say hi to Cindy for me.
I sure will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Gary Stocklaufer here on the Paul Harris Show. He's not too fat for fatherhood. He's a loving dad who just wants his son back. And the state and money are getting in the way.
That's a call to a lawmaker. If that's truly policy in the state, that's a call to a lawmaker.
That is perversion of the law.
Yes, it is.
This is News Talk 1120 KMOX.